Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, Episode 1, Tatooine Haunts. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. Since its defeats at Hoth and elsewhere, the Rebel Alliance has rallied to press the empire hard. Interstellar war hangs in the balance, and all combatants feel that final, decisive battle draws near. Preparing himself for this moment, Luke Skywalker has trained tenaciously and undergone many trials in his efforts to become a Jedi Knight and learn the ways of the Force. Now he has returned to the desert planet Tatooine, where he was raised. It is here that Luke means to stake his life on an attempt to rescue his friend Han Solo from the clutches of the vile, slug-like gangster Jabba the Hutt. But before he is ready to face that challenge, or the greater perils that may lie beyond, he must finish one last task. So it is that the morning light of the planet's twin suns finds him in a hermit's dwelling, hard by the western Dune Sea.
Crystal alignment must be precise if the energy beam is to maintain its density. No, R2, I don't need you. I was just reading out loud. Talking to myself, I guess. It's what old Ben used to do too sometimes. That's one of the reasons all the kids around Anchorhead thought he was a sunstruck hermit. Must be something about being back on Tatooine, back in his house. Brings out the crazy old wizard in me, too. If you're saying I can talk to you, R2, thanks. But at the moment, I need to work on this little project. The sooner I get it done, the better. If 3PO were here, I think he'd call this mindless tedium. Yeah, well, don't worry. We'll meet up with 3PO and the others soon enough. I had to come back to Ben's house to do this. I needed his tools and his books. And it completes the circle somehow. Adagan crystals are recommended for maximum density and purity. Yeah, well, I guess these will do. Okay, there. Almost. Got it. Go! Not again! R2, get that focal lens for me. It slid under the workbench. I'm sure you're giving me a lot of helpful advice, my little friend, but this is something I have to do on my own. I have to know that I'm ready for this. Ready for what lies ahead. Thanks. I don't know, R2. Maybe this can't be done. Give me the book, R2. Last try. Either I'm ready for this or I'm not. The concave surface of the focal lens must rest within a 2-degree arc of... What am I doing? I've read the instructions 12 times. And 12 times I've failed. Always with you, it cannot be done. Master Yoda, can I forget so soon? I don't need this. R2, hand me the superconductor. And now the power cell. And the crystals. There. It's done. Try not. Do or do not. There is no try. Here it goes.
Thank you. he grows strong.
Yes, my master. I have felt it.
Perhaps he should have been destroyed on Bespin. It is unlike you to fail in such matters, Lord Vader.
He will not escape again. He can still be turned. I need only one more opportunity.
I have other work for you, my friend. Our efforts near the moon of Endor have fallen behind schedule. Use your particular talents to encourage the engineers to make haste. Impress upon them the importance of meeting my every expectation. You have my permission to make examples.
I shall leave at once, my master. As for Skywalker...
He is not your concern. He could be a powerful tool, Lord Vader. My tool. But only if he serves my purpose.
As you wish, my master.
Those who do not serve my ends, no matter how powerful they are, will be eliminated. Are we clear on this matter, Lord Vader?
We are clear.
Excellent. Leave at once for Endor, and wait for me there.
Me. R2-D2, stop! I simply must rest for a moment. R2, you halt this very instant. That's more like it. You watch your language. Easy for you to say keep it in gear. You know full well that all this wretched sand is hard on more technologically evolved droids like myself. How could Master Luke have ordered us out into these murderous wastelands alone? Surely he doesn't expect us to rescue Captain Solo without assistance. Are you certain your electromagnetic field sensors are functioning correctly? Then where is this palace of Jabba the Hutt? There's nothing here but sand and... rock. Building? What building? Oh. That is scarcely what I would call a palace, Artu. It looks more like an iron foundry. Of course I'm worried. And you should be too. Lando Calrissian and poor Chewbacca never returned when they set out for that awful place. If I told you half the things I've heard about Jabba the Hutt, you'd probably short-circuit. Perhaps there's been some mistake. Let me hear the message Master Luke gave you to convey to Jabba. Classified? I am Master Luke's most trusted confidant. I have no intention of arguing until my lubrication fittings clog up. Come along. Let's get this over with. What a forbidding place. R2, are you sure this is the right spot? Well, I don't see a comlink terminal. I'd better knock, I suppose. Nobody home. Come along. We'd better leave right away and inform Master Luke. Goodness gracious me, a monitor arm. Mind it doesn't poke out your photoreceptor, R2. And you, kindly watch where you're swiveling your macro scanner.
Mind you, Aunt Binky.
R2 de Toa, C-3PO, Tooster or Mishka Jabba Do Hutt?
Good, you won't fight the
gunner. How rude. It withdrew without even saying good day. I don't think they're going to let us in, R2. We'd better go. Oh. They're raising the portal. My goodness. It's very dark in there, isn't it? R2, wait! We're here for delicate negotiations. I really don't think we should rush into all this. R2, this is no time to be impetuous! Oh, gracious, it's like a darkened tomb in here. Wait, what was that? Gamorrean guards! Oh, it would have to be those disgusting green ruffians. Just you deliver Master Luke's message so we can get out of here. Oh my, they're closing the portal again. Twi'lek? What, Twi'lek?
Hey, Chuda, Musuk.
Yes. I realize we have arrived uninvited, sir. I presume you to be Bib Fortuna, Major Domo to Jabba the Hutt. I was told I would recognize you by your magnificent cranial tentacles.
Diwana Wang.
Oh, dear. Diwana Wago. We bring a message for your master.
The Jabba Wanga.
That's right, Artu. And a gift. Gift? What gift?
The Jabba no bad. Is Ioto Artu Ditua.
Give you the gift and the message? I'm not sure if our master would approve of such a procedure. My counterpart says that our instructions are to give these things only to Jabba himself. In person. I'm terribly sorry. Artu is ever so stubborn about this sort of thing. Jabba's audience chamber is that way. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Come along, Artu. Artu, I have a bad feeling about this. Oh, my stars! What an appalling scene! No, Artu, I have never seen a more sinister and depraved crowd. You would think the rest of the galaxy safe, what with every thug, debauchered, and scofflaw having gathered here. Well, yes, Jabba the Hutt would be that huge, slug-like individual on the dais, but I do not recommend you address him that way.
Jabba, God, let no pass him, my lord.
Jabba, coming, sir, coming.
Boshuda!
Good morning, your magnitude. Artu, play Master Luke's message for our host.
Greetings, Exalted One.
Oh.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Luke Skywalker, Jedi Knight and friend to Captain Solo. I know you are powerful, mighty Jabba, and that your anger with Solo must be equally powerful. I seek an audience with your greatness to bargain for Solo's life. I'm sure that we can work out an arrangement which will be mutually beneficial and enable us to avoid any unpleasant confrontation. As a token of my goodwill, I present to you a gift. These two droids, R2-D2 and C-3PO.
What did he say?
Both are hardworking and will serve you well. I await your decision.
This can't be. Artu, you played the wrong message.
Jabba must have acquired it were not is no Jedi.
There will be no bargain. We're doomed.
Be Joanne Kuchma. Don't allow me to chunky droid.
Jabba declares that he will not give up his favorite wall decoration. He says he likes Captain Solo where he is. Oh, Artu, no! It's Captain Solo, still frozen in a slab of carbonite.
Maybe the ungiveby!
Oh, no. Jabba is ordering them to take us into service. We are to be his slaves. Oh, no. There's no need for violence. Artu, and you do not agitate the Gamorreans. We will come quietly. Oh, dear. You're all right, I'm going. There's no need to shout. Artu, stay close. Sent to the dungeons. What could possibly have come over our master? Could it be something I did? He never expressed any unhappiness with my work. Yes, I'm going. Oh, where? To that door? Very well, since resistance is useless.
Oh,
Good mercy. It's something out of a droid's nightmare. Look, Artie. They're branding the soul of that poor little power droid's feet. May the Maker preserve us.
What have we here? You are a protocol droid, are you not?
I am C-3PO, human cyborg.
Yes or no will do.
Oh, that is. Yes.
How many languages do you speak?
I am fluent in over 6 million forms of communication and can...
Splendid. We have been without an interpreter since Jabba got angry with our last one and disintegrated him.
Disintegrated?
Other units he melts or feeds into the grinder unit. Guard, this protocol droid might be useful, temporarily. Fitting with the restraining bolt to take him back up to His Excellency's main audience chamber.
R2, don't forsake me!
You're a feisty little one, but you'll soon learn respect. I have need for an R2 unit on Jabba's sail barge. You'll fill in nicely, or else.
This restraining bolt will cause me to short-circuit before long, if I'm not trampled by one of these ruffians first. Oh, my. There's Boba Fett. Look, what am I doing here? I'm sure I don't deserve such a horrible fate. If only R2 were with me. He's much better suited to this madness than I...
Hey, what are you stepping?
I'm terribly sorry, man. All this boisterous behavior has quite upset my equilibrium. I see you are a dancing girl. I had no idea Jabba employed quite so many.
I'm his latest acquisition. I've heard the girls make a lot of money dancing here. At least the ones that survive till payday.
Well, I hope your salary is more generous than your costume, Miss...
You can call me Arika.
Oh, and I am C-3PO, human cyborg relations.
I saw the show you and that R2 unit put on. You used to belong to someone named Skywalker?
Indeed. And I'm sure there's been a grave mistake. Master Luke would never abandon us to this den of thieves. At least, I hope not.
So you think Skywalker really will come for you?
Now what?
Jabba's calling on one of his dancers. That's Ula. If you've never seen a Twi'lek female dance, you're in for a treat.
Yes, she's quite flexible.
She's Jabba's current favorite.
I suppose that must be why he keeps her chained to his throne.
Won't last. There's one dance she won't do for Jabba, no matter how much he pays her.
Oh my! He's dragging her towards him by the chain. She won't have much choice now, I'm afraid.
She's putting up a good fight. From what I know of Jabba, he won't tolerate that for long.
He's activated some sort of trap door. That poor creature is falling in. Oh, is that a Rancor? Oh, how horrible! Won't somebody help her, Arika? Well, Arika? Where has she got to? No, I can't look! Oh, that poor creature. Go! Oh, someone's shooting! Dear, I'm right here, Your Enormity. Master Jabba demands to know who fired a weapon.
Eate, Mush, Yoto.
Oh, preeminent Jabba, this interloper says that he is the bounty hunter Boosh. He states that he has come for the bounty on this Wookiee whom he brings before you in chains. Oh no! Chewbacca! Jabba proclaims, at last we have the mighty Chewbacca. The illustrious Jabba bids you welcome, Boosh, and will gladly pay you the reward of 25,000.
Yoto, Yoto.
Boosh demands 50,000, no less. Please, Master, I'm only translating. No! But your voluminousness, why be angry at me? The mighty Jabba asks Boosh why Jabba must pay 50,000.
Yeah. I... Yoto.
Boosh demands it because he's holding a thermal detonator! The awesome Jabba says that this bounty hunter is his kind of scum, fearless and inventive. The magnanimous Jabba therefore offers the sum of 35,000, and I do suggest you take it, Boosh.
Yato. Cha.
He agrees! The exalted Jabba commands that Chewbacca be taken to the dungeons. More's the pity. Major Domo Fortuna, it truly wasn't necessary to excruciate my circuits with a restraining bolt activator. But why are we all hiding back here behind the curtain? A surprise, Master Jabba, but how jolly. It's that bounty hunter Boosh. But why is Boosh tampering with Captain Solo's carbonite slab? And why would he activate the mechanism to thaw Captain Solo? The carbonite is melting away, but his hands are moving. It's working. Captain Solo survived. He's alive.
Get me out of this thing. What happened to me?
No, don't try to stand up yet. Just relax for a moment. I freed you from the carbonite.
Something's wrong.
You have hibernation sickness.
I can't see.
Your eyesight will return in time.
Where am I?
In Jabba's palace.
Why are you hiding behind that helmet? Why'd you de-ice me? Who are you?
Someone who loves you, Han.
Leia.
Well, save your strength, Han. I've got to get you out of here. Are you strong enough to stand up?
Yeah, if it'll get me out of that big slug's filthy wallow. I know that laugh.
The prestidigitary Jabba commands that the curtain be opened.
Jabba,
Boba Fett, the whole sick crew, Han.
Jabba, look, I was just on my way to pay you back when I got a little sidetracked. It's not my fault.
Magic Magic
This will be bad for business, Jabba. Look, why can't we just sit down and straighten it all out?
The dungeons have no...
Jabba, I'll pay you a trip. All right, let me go. Jabba, you're throwing away a fortune. Don't be a fool, Jabba. I'm on the level this time.
Jabba further commands that the Princess Leia be brought to him.
I'm warning you, Jabba. We have powerful friends. You're gonna regret this.
The voluptuary Jabba is unworried. He observes that the Princess Leia Organa looks That looks good enough to eat.
Oh, get that tongue off me. You're repulsive, hot, degenerate.
I can't bear to watch. How could Master Luke allow it to come to this? It's the end of us all.
The rebels haven't known so dire a moment since the disaster at Cloud City. But out on the endless dunes of Tatooine, a lone figure walks. One solitary, unarmed knight, moving inexorably towards an appointed reckoning in the palace of Jabba the Hutt. Star Wars: Return of the Jedi by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas and on the screenplay by Lawrence Kasdan and George Lucas. Additional material by John Whitman. Featured in the cast were Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Edward Asner as Jabba the Hutt, Samantha Bennett as Arika, David Dukes as Bib Fortuna, Joshua Farden as Luke Skywalker, Paul Hecht as the Emperor, Perry King as Han Solo, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, Anne Sachs as Princess Leia, and Yardley Smith as 99. This is Ken Hiller. Star Wars: Return of the Jedi was directed by John Madden and produced by Tom Vagley. The co-producer was Julie Hartley. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Music by John Williams. Post-production was realized with assistance from Tom Mudge and John Scherf by Tom Vagley. Star Wars: Return of the Jedi was produced by Highbridge Audio in association with Tom Vagley Productions and LA Theater Works, and with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.